It's the Minnesota debut for Jaime Garcia in Oakland on Friday. And the Twins and Ere Adrianza give him an early lead.
1-0 pitch, runner goes from first, fly ball shallow left, racing in is Davis, still coming, can't get it. Has to take it on a bounce from third into score. Standing up is Grossman, back to second with a throw by LeBarnaway. That's not in time as Granit scampers back to the base safely.
Imposing Sano, the one strike pitch, hit on the ground sharply. Diving stop behind the bag at third. Chapman is second, one on the first two. Double play. Wow, what a play by Matt Chapman, starting the around the horn double play. And the 1-0 pitch, and Dozier swings a hard grounder past the diving shortstop Simeon into left center for a hit. Adrianza scores. Stopping at third base is Castro. Dozier an RBI single. Montas continued to fire away in the A's bullpen. The pitch. And Gossett, a broken bat roller. Backhanded deep at short from the hole. Long throw. Simeon off the line. Healy now has to come up, throw into the plate, and trying to score. Dozier gets around LeBarnaway and scores.
Here's the 1-0. Hit over third down the left field line. It is a fair ball just inside the stripe. Spins to the side wall. Around third to score is Grossman. Up to third base, Adrianza into second with another opposite field double. Driving in a run is Jason Castro. And the Twins now lead it 6-2.
Oakland's losing streak goes to 5. The Twins end a four-game losing streak as Minnesota beats the A's 6-3 on Friday. Jaime Garcia wins in his Twins debut. Jason Castro 2-for-4 with a run and driving in a pair to lead the Twins. The A's in the midst of another long losing skid. They've dropped now 5 in a row and have lost 9 of their last 11 following a 6-3 defeat Friday at home to the Twins. Here's manager Bob Melvin.
Just a little out of sync. Yeah. You know, wasn't throwing the ball for the most part where he wanted to. You know, throwing some spiking some balls and had a tough time commanding his changeup and his slider. So it wasn't as good as last time out.
What was their bottom of the lineup doing that was able to put together those big rallies against him in the early innings?
Just waiting for a good ball to hit and not trying to do too much with it.
You see many good things tonight. I mean, there is a couple of relief outings and some pretty good defense, but a lot of sloppiness maybe overshadowed.
There was a little bit, yeah. And it looks bad when, you know, balls are in the dirt and going to the screen, and, you know, that never looks too terribly good. And a couple plays that we could have handled a little better. But Castro did a nice job today. You know, Daniel continues to do a pretty good job, and I thought Frankie kind of settled in and pitched pretty well his last inning. Last couple innings.
How about the defense? Chris Davis makes a great catch. Matt Joyce and then Chapman, of course, the double play.
Yeah, I mean, along with that, there were some really good plays. I mean, we'll talk about Chapman plays for quite a while. I mean, until we get so used to it that you quit asking me. But and there aren't too many guys that make that play and get one out, let alone two. And we've seen him make it, you know, that play twice here in the last 3 or 4 days. It's special, you know, defensively. And he had some good at-bats. The ball he hit to right field today, too. He's settling in pretty good. And, you know, defensively, he's going to save you a lot of runs at third. And, yeah, Joyce, you made a nice play. We did make some good plays, but there was some sloppiness involved, too.
Is it encouraging to see Chapman, you know, he's about a month in terms of games, be able to not necessarily have the best day at the plate and still be able to do everything he's doing in the field and make an impact in the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's an impactful bat when he's standing at the plate. Now, he's going to strike out some, but he's going to hit some home runs and he's going to get some big hits. And, you know, his first time up went the other way and drove a ball. You know, he'll strike out some, but, yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays with the metrics, too, you can you have better measure on how many runs you save, which he's going to do a lot of. Yeah, you know what? I've seen him a little bit in the past. Probably didn't use his changeup as much today, but had a good cutter and has a way of bullying the righties a little bit with his fastball that kind of angles in and cuts a little bit, throws just enough off speed and uses the other side of the plate just enough to get you off balance. Now, we had some opportunities to score a few more runs, especially, you know, we have bases loaded, nobody out, don't do anything with that. Next inning, double to lead off the inning, don't do anything with that. So Probably didn't pitch great, but he managed the game pretty well when there were runners on base.
Saturday's pitching matchup has Adalberto Mejia pitching for Minnesota against Chris Smith of Oakland.